Tehát Rachmer Aleph, the Kiddush of Rav of Meis Yantar Pishon Yisasku Bo Amamim, the Kfur Esa Meis is Kutan Yantar Pishon La Yideyakum, if it's Yantar Sheni, then Yisasku Bo Yisrael. We'll have to see the reason for both halachos and a critical question, one din, two separate dinim, what are the relationship between these two Kiddushim of Rav? So we started to discuss that simply, what is the basis of the Isra of Amir La'akum and what is the Heter when it comes to a case which is Letzorech Mitzvah. So the Gemara tells us that Amir La'akum is an Isra Drabanan, the Sugi and Shabbos and the Kuf Nun Amr Aleph. And yet various days in Rishonim, why exactly is this true? According to the Rambam, Veritvav Halacha Aleph, the Tocha Shabbos, a Gzeira Drabanan, a concern of Yavo Lasos Ba'atzman. If a person is going to heavily rely on Amir La'akum, lo and behold, he will come to violate the Melacha himself. And therefore the Rambam couches Amir La'akum as a Gzeira Drabanan and Yisrav Shem Yavo. Rashi writes, not necessarily instead of, but rather in addition to, the Rashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Tesvav, that the Tzivui itself is considered to be in Isser. Even if the guy does not go ahead and follow through, but the Amira in and of itself, that is Yisrav V'Dabar Davar. The Torah tells us one cannot speak Divrei Chol. What greater manifestation of Divrei Chol than having, instructing a person to go ahead and do a malacha on your behalf? And therefore, Rashi writes, the Etzem Amir indeed is considered to be that which is Asa. And Rashi, in Dedem Masechet Shabbos, Kufnun Gimel, Rashi writes, the Chiddush, those three words, Maharehu Shlucho, that you know what, that I go ahead and I, in charge, I appoint a guy to do so, and he does so on my behalf. Maybe there's a form of shlichus. After all, sometimes one could envision the possibility of shlichus when it comes to a guy. If you look in the sugya in Bava Basra, in Bava Metzia, and Ayin Aleph Mabei, there the Gemara discusses cases of ribbis, where, imagine, a Jewish malva, a Jewish lova, that would be nisa d'arais of ribbis. But maybe I could solve the problem having an intermediary. Let's assume, for example, the intermediary is a guy. And let's assume, for example, the matanos goes from malve Jew to the guy to love Jew. No, so in such a case, mikar hadin, that should not be ribbis. There's no ribbis when the halva involves a guy. Yeah, but if that middleman, that guy, is acting on your behalf, in your stead, as a form of shlichus, so you know what, you involved the middleman. Yeah, but you know what, you cut to the chase, you're the malva, the Jew is the lova, in such a case, that should be a problem of ribbis. So you have to go through the details, the sugin, the singing of Ayin Aleph Mabeis. It really depends what the role of that mid-person, that guy is. Independent? Or is that just simply considered to be a shliach of the malva? In which case, this is a halva, indeed, where there is ribbis. So the Gemara says sometimes we're going to say, you know what, yeshlichus l'nachrim, come on. The fact that you involved him, yeah, I know why you involved him, because this way you can charge a fellow Jew an excessive amount of ribbis. So there is an orsameach there in that halacha, perakei, atokos malvolo, that discusses when indeed one should assume yeshlichus, einshlichus, when it comes to an achri. Orsameach suggests a very fundamental distinction. Are you dealing with inyanei mamon? Are you dealing with inyanei hadas? You know, when it comes to shlichus and mitzvos, it would be very surprising to say that, you know, yesh shlichus lakum. If you're talking about shlichus in terms of a halva, conveyance of a loan, so maybe there is very mistaber to assume that, you know what, that the guy is playing that role, but he is acting in your stead, and that will be a case of ribbis, at least ribbis drabana. So sometimes it's possible to envision a case that you have shlichus regarding a guy. We usually don't think that's true when it comes to mitzvos, when it comes to isurim. Oh, but if the Gemara tells us that there is a din drabanan of Amir La'akum, so Rashi writes a chiddush that this is the miskeres, that it's considered to be a din of harehu shlucho. The lomdus of harehu shlucho is very different than the Rambam's gzeirim shemiyavo. You know, when the guy goes ahead and does the malacha, it's not that I connect the dots. It's as though I am doing so, but rather setting up a situation will lead to. Just like Shihiyah is also an Erev Shabbos, because of Shemi Yechate B'Gechalim. We discussed many times when it comes to Gzeros. A Gzera does not require that the forbidden act has to resemble the av malacha. It will lead to the av malacha. Right? You can't ride a horse because it can lead to kotzer. You can't really argue that riding a horse is kotzer d'rabanan. Kotzer d'rabanan. How is riding a horse kotzer? The answer is it's not kotzer, but shami yavo. Well, let's assume, for example, Shabbos ayin hey, disha shelo begulei karka. I squeeze the chilazon to extract its dye. You know what? A chilazon is not called begulei karka. And that's not dash daraisa. Is that just a gzera? If you do disha shelo begulei karka, come to the disha begulei karka. Or no, that's mamish, an act of dash. Dash is extraction. So even if midaraisa, that disha is only begulei karka, it's a malacha d'rabanan of dash, even if it's dash, which is shalom b'gdolei karka. That's a much tighter relationship, simply, between a gzeira of shamiyavo. So the chiddush of Rashi Shita is, wow, that maybe that is what is driving the isra b'yalakum. That even though me'ikra hadin, especially, when it comes to inyani hadas, when it comes to mitzvos, a guy is not the barhachi of shlichus, but nonetheless, mid'rabanan, we connect the dots, you initiate it. And lo and behold, this occurred. So therefore, that's not coincidental. And maybe there is a measure of attribution. We attribute indeed to you. And that fits in very well. We discussed with the Sugya Daf Papayim and Beis, where the Gemara tells you, and if the guy does so, it's not only Usr on Shabbos, it's Usr even after Shabbos, B'chdei She'asr. What is the B'chdei She'asr? Rashi writes, not to be nehene from Chilu Shabbos, from Chilu Yantif. If you instruct the guy who's doing so, on your behalf, we connect the dots. If a guy does something for himself, there's no isra b'chdei she'asu. If a guy does something for himself, you can be nehena on Shabbos. The room is dark and a guy turns on light to read, but there's no isra for you to be nehena. But here we're connecting the dots. If you instruct, and he does, on your behalf, it's as though Yisrael did so, and now you cannot be nehena from that act of Chilul Shabbos. And not being nana means it's not only usr when it comes to Shabbos, but if it's mutra immediately after Shabbos, indeed you're being nana. Wow. Poshub Shat and Rashi Shita, the Bechdei Shiasu is not only limited to Amir Lakum, even that's the context of the Gemara, Pesach of Dalet, but it applies Kavachomer when it comes to a Yisrael. Of course you're being nana from Malacha if a Jew is doing Malacha on your behalf. And the cool of Rashi, how do you go ahead and factor in b'chdei she'asu? That's a simulacha then yantuf rishon, and you have to go b'chdei she'asu into yantuf sheni, or at the conclusion of yantuf sheni. Rashi writes the chiddush into, because liman of shach, you're not being nehena from chilei yantif. If today is yantif and tomorrow is chol, if tomorrow is yantif, today was chol. You're not being nehena alamdus a man of shach, but you're being nehena from alecha shabbos. And Tosus would argue, no, if this is just simply the gzera, how do I formulate the gzera? I'm afraid of Shemiyah. And you know what? If you are going to be able to accrue, to attain any benefit as a result of doing so, you know what? That could lead to. So you know what? Maybe the clock only starts ticking when you could have done the malacha yourself. And you could do the malacha yourself. You know what? If I can benefit end of Shani, wow. So you know what? I'm benefiting from the fact that I had a guy do something on my behalf. You know, that will lead to. And therefore, maybe in Achinami, Pradeshi also only begins on Motsai Yantur Sheni. Motsai Yantur Sheni. I'll even tell you a technical achlokas. We'll have to discuss this when we get to Chavdalet. No? What do you factor in when it comes to Pradeshi also? You know what? A person wants this fruit. There are no fruit trees here. Yeah, you know what it means? It means getting in the car and driving 15 minutes and getting out your ladder and going up the tree and cutting it down and coming back. You know, that's going to take an hour. How long does Katsira take? Kotzer? 10 seconds, no? The malacha is 10 seconds, but the process is an hour. No? The process is an hour. We're going to see a pretty fundamental machlokas rishonim. How long is it Echtei Shiasu? How long is Echtei She'asu? 10 seconds or an hour? You know, if you're talking about a technical issue, and that is, are you being nehne from the malacha per se? Maybe one could argue, you know, Echtei She'asu is the Shir HaMalacha. It takes 10 seconds to cut, 10 seconds. It takes a half hour to cook, a half hour. What about all the downtime? You have to travel to, you have to come back. Why is that relevant? But not surprising, many Rishonim assume, well, of course that's relevant. Because you know what? If you were to do it yourself, you wouldn't be able to have this until an hour after Havdalah. And as a result of relying on Mir Lakum, you can use it 10 seconds after Havdalah. Well, that is deriving a benefit from that otherwise you could not. That's the concern of a Shemi Yavo. So it wouldn't be shocking to assume, as we'll see in the Rishonim, that the Deish Yaso has to factor in other variables that are not just simply the Asiya Samalafa in and of itself. So various possibilities, very critical. Now, why it is that Emir Lakum is considered indeed to the Asir? Vidaber Davar stresses the Amira. Other aspects, maybe stresses the Hanah, the Hanah Shabbat, because there are two moving parts in Emir Lakum. There is the Amira, and there is the Hanah, right? Both are considered to be forbidden. Emir Lakum is Asir, right? The Sugya Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun. What about the Tzorach Mitzvah? What about the Tzorach Mitzvah? Because, you know, if I'm going to argue that Amir Lakum is mutter the Tzorach Mitzvah, and let me go on a limb and say, you know what? Amir Lakum is mutter even the Tzorach Mitzvah, even if it involves a Malacha Daraisa. Even if what we're dealing with for a Jew would be forbidden in the Torah, it is mutter ayidakum the Tzorach Mitzvah. Well, you know, if that's true, so, well, of course, you know, Rava is just applying a known halacha. If that really is the halacha, Amir Lakum is mutter l'tzorach mitzvah, even if you believe halacha daraisa. So if I ask the question, can I rely on a goy for the purpose of kuras ameis? You know what? Well, kuras ameis is tzorach mitzvah. Brachas daf yutes. That's the tzorach mitzvah. Kuras ameis, you'll tell me, is forbidden min ha-Torah. That type of chafira, chafira sakever, and maybe beyond, is forbidden min ha-Torah. But nothing shocking. Amir Lakum is mutter, even if it involves a malacha d'raisa, as long as it's a tzorach mitzvah. So if Rava says, meis b'yantafish and yizasku amamim, you know what the answer is? Of course that's true. Of course that's true. If you're going to disagree, and you're going to argue that's not true, Amir Lakum is not mutter the tzorach mitzvah. If you're dealing with a malacha d'raisa, wow, so Rava says, this is a blatant exception. When it comes to Kfura Sameis, Anyan Tefrisho, Yisaska B'Yisrael is revolutionary. This does not fit in with the norm of the Dinim of Amir Lakum. And I'll ask you the flip side. Now, why does Rebbe say only Yantif and not Shabbos? No? Meis B'Yan Tefrisho. What about Meis B'Shabbos? Meis B'Shabbos. You know what the implication clearly is, which is true? No? That Meis v'Shabbos, we wouldn't say this. We wouldn't say this. Oh, so we're saying Anyantif yes, but on Shabbos no. Anyantif yes, on Shabbos no. Anyantif yes, how do you know? Beis Adav Vav. On Shabbos no. How do you know? Shabbos kupnun alav. No? Whoa. Which is the rule, which is the exception? Which is the Davar Pashut, and which, is Tzorav Biur? Is the Heter of Yantif a Yotze Min HaKlal, or is the Isra of Shabbos Yotze Min HaKlal? And what is the starting point? Is the starting point that this should be mutter? Is the starting point that this indeed should be aser? So I know Amir Lakum is aser, but what's the story regarding Amir Lakum letzorech mitzvahs? That's the thing I want you to see. Erevin daf samach zayin amud beis, where the Gemara really weighs in, but very unclear, even to yourselves in the Gemara. The Gemara says the following: you have a bris mila on Shabbos, and as we discussed in the Parsha Shirim, now Shabbos kuflamid hey. It's necessary to wash the child before the bris, to wash the child after the bris, maybe even to wash the child on Yom Shlishi Limilasa. Well, so all of a sudden, that's the case of the Gemara. Ahu Yinuka Dishtapik Chamime. All of a sudden, you know what? We have a bris schedule. Everything is fine and good. All of a sudden, guess what? The water spills. The water spills. I do not have here the necessary provisions, the water, to wash the child before the bris. You know what? You cannot violate Isurim in order to go ahead and to access the water, heat up the water, in order to go ahead and to perform Mila. Mila is Docha Shabbos. That's true, that's true, that's true. But Shabbos, Kuflam Lamar Aleph, Chachamim, Bris Mila, yes, but not Machshire Mila. Rechitz is not Mila. Rechitz is Machshire Mila. Machshirei Mila is not Doches HaShabbos, according to the Shita of Achamim. That's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. that even makshiri milermut, we assume no mila, yes, but anything to do with the water, preparation for mila, absolutely, absolutely not. So therefore, the water spills, right? First up. That case in Erev Samaches is even talking about the following. You know what? Oh, in the adjacent property, there's water. There's water. No, but it's a chatzer she'enu merevis. It's a chatzer she'enu merevis. You know what? We're not talking about, that was the case. The water spilled, but accessing the water. I don't have to go ahead and start a fire and boil up water to sterilize the water. There's other water. But you know what? There's an Isra Potsa Drabanan. A Shusayachid to a Chatzit Shinimoreres. Chatzit Shinimoreres to a Shusayachid. There's an Isra Drabanan. Ooh, so Rabbi says the following Kiddush. You know what? Nimrulei Lanachri and Velesime. You're right. You can't do it. You can't do it. But is there a guy? Is there a guy? If there's a guy who can go ahead and carry the water, even if it means carrying with the Chatzit She'enu Mu'ureves, you know what? We'd be good to go. That's the Chiddush of Rambam. You can do this bris. Just get the water there al yaday apu. Wow. So Abai immediately asks, that's the Erev Samach Zayin. Really? You can violate Isurim for Machshire Mila? Bris Mila, I understand, is Docha Shabbos. You can violate Isurim? You can't. You can't. So how in the world does Rabbi say that, you know what, just do so al yaday apu? Oh, so Rabbi Yosef says the following teretz. Whoa, that's different. That's different. V'lo shanilach. Don't you distinguish between shvus de is be'maisa, the shvus de les be'maisa? Don't you distinguish between a shvus de is be'maisa, which is usur, as opposed to a shvus de les be'maisa, which is mutter? You are by your asking, how in the world is this mutter? What do you mean? Don't you distinguish that a shvus de is be'maisa is forbidden, but a shvus de les be'maisa is permitted? That's what Rabbi Yosef says. So you know what? Can you violate Isurei Drabanan in order to accommodate Bris Mila on Shabbos? A shvus. You know what the answer is? Is be'maisa no, les be'maisa yes. Not clear what that phrase means. What do you mean? Active, passive. Is be'maisa, les be'maisa. And guess what now? Two girsos in the Gemara. Our girsa says the following. The Hamar lo amar lenachri zelachim. Whoa. Because we're not talking about telling the guy to heat up the water. We're just telling him to carry the water. Whoa. That's our girsa in the Gemara. That is not the girsa of Al Rishonim. Rav Yosef says, isn't it obvious you have to make a distinction? For after all, in this case, what are we asking the guy to do? We're asking the guy to carry in a chatzer shenu reves. We are not asking the guy zil achim to boil up and sterilize the water. Wow, wow. So what does all this mean? Oh, so that's the rif. Daf nun vav and daf beharif in Masechet Shabbos, where the rif says the following. He cites that word in Erev, and he writes, you know what? Pshat in the Gemara is the following. What is ispe maisa mean? Ispe maisa means a maisa. What maisa? Who maisa? What maisa? Asiyas malacha. Lo sasacho malacha. Asiyas malacha. Ispe maisa means you're asking a guy to do that which is a malacha. That which is a malacha. As opposed to asking a guy to do something which is not a malacha. Ispe maisa means it's a maisa malacha. Asiyas malacha. As opposed to less be malacha, where you're asking a guy to do something that is not asiyah samalacha. That is not asiyah samalacha. In other words, what are the shita sarif and kredo? No? Am I allowed to rely on Mir Alakha when it comes to bris mila? You know what the answer is? What are you asking the guy to do? A malacha daraisa? Or something which is only nisad rabbanah? If it's a malacha daraisa, then no. If it's only Nisad Rabbanan, then yes. And that's exactly the girsa that we have, which is the girsa Sarif. After all, Tahamarlo Amar Lanachri Zilachim, you're not telling the guy to heat up the water, which is a malach of Mavashal B'Shabbos. You're telling the guy to carry in a Chatzimu Shenimu Reves, which is only Nisad Rabbanan. Wow, that's the chiddush of the Rid. When the Gemara says hispei malach, that means a malacha daraisa. Lespei malach means it's not a malacha daraisa at all. You know what another way of phrasing this call is? Is something mutter? Letzorech mila? The answer is yes, if it's a shvus to shvus. It's a shvus to shvus. A shvus to shvus. B'makom mitzvah. Amir lakum shvus. Shabbos kuflun. Hotzah, chatzah, sheni moreves. A shvus. A shvus to shvus is mutter. B'makom mitzvah. That's the chiddush of the Rif. That is the difference between Amir Lakum regarding Chatzar Shin Reves, the Shus to Shus, as opposed to telling the guy to heat up water, which is forbidden, Midaresa. And that's Aser even Al Yadei Akum. Well, and guess what? That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Vav Halacha Yud, if Elch Shabbos. Only a Shus to Shus from Akum, it's with water. And the Rambam writes that Aser Lomar Lanachri Shiachim Chamin B'Shabbos L'Tzarech Mila. You cannot instruct a non-Jew to go ahead and to heat up water because you have to wash the baby before the bris. So you'll wait till Sunday. You can't do it Al Yedei Yisrael. You can't do it Al Yedei Akum. Wow, that's the Girsa of the Rambam. That's the Girsa of the Rif. You need a Shus to Shus. Okay? You know, with this background, Beis Daf Vav is a stunning Kiddush. You don't have a shvus to shvus here. This is inisa daraisa anyantiv, and it's mutter malkam kfuras ameis. So realize, Rav is telling you something extraordinary. Rav is telling you something really unusual, that this should be usur if you're dealing with the regular hagdar of mirlakom, but this is exception. This is exception. Wow. And the Gaonim, the Bahag, the Bala Itter disagree. They argue very, very, very differently. That's not the meaning of ispe maisa as opposed to lespe maisa. You know what ispe maisa means? What it sounds like? Active. And what does lespe maisa mean? Passive. You are not allowed to actively perform a malacha, letzorech bris milah on Shabbos. But if you're not performing the malacha, lespe maisa, then it's mutter. What do you mean you're not performing the malacha? Amir lakum. Amir la'akum. You're not doing any malacha. Lespe ma'isa means amir la'akum, where the guy is doing that, as opposed to you're doing it. So you know what? You don't have any water? Are you allowed to heat up water? Of course not. But are you allowed to have a guy heat up water? Absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. The Bahag, the Balitur, do not have the gears in the Gemara of, after all, you didn't tell him to heat up the water. The case in the Gemara was a chatzar shinimu reves. But the punchline of the Gemara is this a Yisrael who's doing a malacha? Or is the malacha being done al yedei akum, lespe maisa? And if it's being done al yedei akum, it's mutter letzorech mila, even if you're dealing with a malacha darais. Even if you're dealing with a malacha darais. That's a stunning malachokes. And these are three days in the Ramban, in Shabbos and Daf Kuflamin. Shabbos, Kuflamet, Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, that's the beginning of Lozen Amila, where you know what? The Gemara says, you wake up Shabbos morning, and all of a sudden you realize, whoa, that you know what? The baby's in one area, and the knife is in another area, and you can't carry from one area to the next. Guess what? You do not do the Bris Mila. Do not do the Bris Mila. Wow, wow. Fascinating Kiddush. Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Machshiri Mila, that would be okay. That'll be okay. And the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuflamet says the following, Kishen She'en Mevi'en Oso Derech Roshus HaRabin. Just as he can't carry the knife to the baby through Roshus HaRabin, Ein Mevi'en Oso Derech Gagos Chatzeros V'Karpipos. Even if you're only dealing with Hotzah D'Rabbah, you're not allowed to violate Hotzah D'Araisa or Hotzah D'Rabbanan in order to accommodate the mitzvah of Bris Mila on Shabbos. That's the Gemara. A Jew cannot violate Hotzah D'Araisa. A Jew cannot violate Hotzah D'Rabbanan for the purpose of Bris Mila. Oh, so now the Ram begins. Ramban writes the following. Oh. But you know what? What happens if Ika Goy? I understand, Shabbos Kuflamet. A Jew cannot. But what about Ayyidei Akum? What about Ayyidei Akum? Oh, so Rabban writes the following. The Fi Das HaGaonim, according to the Gaonim, who the Bahad, the Balei Toshita, the Fi Das HaGaonim, it's Mutter Ayyidei Akum, Afilu Dera Rishus HaRabba. Even if this will be Hotzah Daraisa, Amir Lakum is Mutter the Tzorech Mitzvah, even if it's a Malacha Daraisa. And I'll tell you even furthermore, Afilu Lasos Ismalach Achila, even making a knife, which is a Malacha Daraisa. You don't have the knife, so make a knife, Ayyidei Akum. Because after all, Amir La'akum is Shvus Deles Be'maisa. Exactly, uses the phrase of the Sugya, Nerfin HaSamach Zayin. Because Amir La'akum is Les Be'maisa. Les Be'maisa, according to the Gaona, means that which is passive, and therefore everything can be done, Ayyidei Akum, even a Malacha Daraisa. Even a Malacha Daraisa. Wow, wow, wow. Raman continues, I'll skip this right now, but Raman continues, yeah, but doesn't the Gemara say Shabbos Kufnun Aleph, that Kfuris Hameis is Osir on Shabbos Afilo Ayyidei Nachri? Why? It's Latzorach Mitzvah. Why not do it? You know what the Ramban writes? According to the Gemara, you have to say, oh, that's exception. That Isser is exception. Ooh. Beit HaDavav is the Shura Sadin, Kfura Sameis Anyantif Ayyidei Akum, and Shabbos Kuflan Aleph, that we don't allow Kfura Sameis on Shabbos Ayyidei Akum, that's the exception. That's the exception. The starting point, according to the Bahag, is that Amir Lakum is Mutu the Tzorach Mitzvah, even in Amalacha Darais. And where do you see blatantly that this is true? Oh, the Rabban writes, Gittin Chesim Abeis. Gitn Chesim Abeis. Lokeach Ir be'Eretz Yisrael. I have an opportunity to purchase Karka in Eretz Yisrael. And the owner is a guy. Whoa. I have the ability to go ahead and to take Eretz Yisrael out of the possession of a guy. And now it'll be retained by Yisrael. Guess what? Lashon HaGemara. Kosvin Alav Ono Afilu B'Shabbos. Write that star. Write that star. It's Shabbos. Write the star Ayyidei Nachri. Write the star Ayyidei Nachri. Before Rosh Hashanah. Now, for the sake of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Gitnat Chesam Abeis, you can draft a star on Shabbos Ayyidei Akum in order to be Kona Karka Be'eretz Yisrael. Whoa. Is that a rule or is that an exception? Rabban says, according to the Bahag, that's the rule. Drafting a star. Isn't that a malacha daraisa? Isn't that a malacha daraisa? And nonetheless, it's mutter for the sake of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Wow. Maybe one could disagree. Maybe one could argue that's different. No. Just like maybe we're going to argue Beis HaDavav is different. Maybe Gittin HaFes is different. And that's the Ramban. Whoa. No. Be careful about what you derive from Gittin HaFes. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Ramban. Hasa mitzvah to v'to'eles l'chol Yisrael. What we discussed. Now, the tokef of a mitzvah derabin. You're purchasing karka in Eretz Yisrael. You're taking it from the hand of a non-Jew. You know what? That is to'eles l'chol Yisrael. Wow. Shelo techarev Eretz Kadosh. In order that, you know, that we don't abandon Eretz Yisrael. Wow. That's an exception. That's a unique exception. That we allow Amir Lakum, even from Lacha Daraisa, for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That tells you something. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban writes. And the Ramban writes, be very careful. Ein anu shokli mitzvos, zu bezu. And you know what? Don't start weighing and measuring mitzvos. If something is mutter for this mitzvah, it must mutter for that mitzvah. No. Ein anu yodin matan schorishol mitzvos. We don't really know, right? The weight of a particular mitzvah. Kedei shenemar, in order that we should say, you know what? Kamoshi tiruzeh, natarav zeh. Be very careful. To madama milsa. So if the Gemara says something is mutter for the purpose of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, be very, very careful. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that is a mitzvah derabim, to'elas l'chol Yisrael, and therefore, that is clearly exceptional. Wow. That's the chiddush of Rabban Shita. Okay, so position number one, that's the view of the Bahad. The starting point is that a malacha d'araisa would be mutter al yakum, a tzarf mitzvah. Good. And that's beitzad afav. And that's Gittin Bechis. Shabbos, for Kfuras HaMeis, we'll have to talk about. Kufnan Aleph, that's different. The opposite Shita, the Rif, the Rambam, everything flips in another direction. We never allow Malacha Darai Sa'id Yaakov Tzarek Mitzvah. And Enoch Inami, that Kfuras HaMeis is an exception. And Gittin Bechis is an exception. Kfuras HaMeis is an exception, we'll have to see. Just like the Gemara is going to say, there's something unusual about Yom Tov Sheni Shavuos, and Gittin Bechis is an exception also, because Yishuv says To'elas L'chol Yisrael. Well, and then the Rambam quotes the third Shita. The Rambam writes the following: that the Chen Ani Omer. Maybe I'll tell you the following. Who says that Amir Lakum is mutter? That Sorach Mitzvah, even if you're dealing with an Issur Rabbanan. Who says? Who says you can be matir amir la'akum of a malacha d'rabbanim l'tzarach mitzvah? Who says? What do you mean, who says? Erev Nesamach Zayin. Erev Nesamach Zayin, the mitzvah is bris milah. Bris milah? The Ramban writes, nitna torah l'gachos etzla. That's going to be your rule, your model. Bris milah is doche shabbos. Bris Milah is a malacha d'araisa, which is Doche Shabbos. So be very careful about citing a Gemara that says something is mutter b'makom Milah. Of course something is mutter b'makom Milah. Milah itself is a malacha d'araisa, which is Doche Shabbos. So it's not so unreasonable to argue that even makshire Milah, which are not Doche Shabbos, can be mutter al yedeyakum. But how do you know when it comes to another mitzvah that we allow amir la'akum, the Tzorach Mitzvah at all. You're going to tell me, I know it from Milah. Milah is Doche Shabbos. But if you have a mitzvah which is not Doche Shabbos, maybe Enoch Inami, that would be Aser. Wow. That would be Aser. Even those cases itself, that's a pretty heavy finish. Now, those are the 3 days in the Ramban. The extreme of the Bahag, then in all cases, if it's a Tzorach Mitzvah, your Matra Malacha Daraisa, the Rambam and the Rif, you need a Shvus to Shvus. And the Chum and the Ramban, that no, even a Shvus to Shvus is only Mutter Makomila. That's not Mutter when it comes to Shar Mitzvos. Unless this is like one of the blatant cases where the Gemara says explicitly, like Beis Davar or Gittin Davches. But the Shuris Hadin is, that really is not true. That's not true. Wow. That's an important Chiddush. Okay. So our Gemara, Meis B'Yantavisha, Yisasku B'Mamamim, according to the Rambam, the Rif, this is a Yotze Min HaKlal. This is a Yotze Min HaKlal. For the purpose of Kfuras HaMeis, we allow something, but typically we would not allow. Amir Lakum and Malacha Darais. Wow. This is a specific Heter Miyuchad of Kfuras HaMeis. Just like the Rambam said is true of Gittin Bechis, when it comes to Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And according to the Bahag, the Baal Yeter, no, this is the Klal. This is not a Yotze Min HaKlal. Neina Finami, take a look in the Hagos Maimonos, right? Paragalav Efechusyantiv, Os Ayin, where Meis Biyantavishon, Yas Haskub Amamim. You know what the Hagos Maimonos writes? Of course. No, after all, Damira Lagoy Ba'alma B'makom Mitzvah Sharina. Yeah, that's the Shu'us Adin. Merlakim is mutter. If it's a Zarek Mitzvah, why? Okay. Mutter only Ayantiv. But on Shabbos it's considered to be Osa. On Shabbos it's Osa. Is that a klal or is that a Yotze Min HaKlal? The Ramban points out that according to the Bahag, you have to say, that's a Yotze Min HaKlal. Well, where is this Ramban? Shabbos Kufnun Aleph. When the Gemara says, Kfuras HaMeis is Osa Ad Yaakov B'Shabbos. Guess what the Ramban writes? According to the Bahag, that's an exception. According to us, that's a rule. According to us, that's an exception. And what is the exception? Because it's a gnai gadol. It's a gnai gadol ames. It's a gnai gadol ames. A person is nifter, and his petira results in what we would consider to be chilul Shabbos. That's a gnai gadol. There's a gnai gadol. And therefore, you know what? That Shabbos is an exception. It's considered to be a gnai that that's true. Another Ramban, Shabbos Daf Tzadidal Mabez. Why is it a gnai gadol on Shabbos and not a gnai gadol when it comes to Yantar? No? We clearly distinguish. Now, why do I assume the starting point is everything should be mutter? Beitza daf av, it's mutter. But you know what? Shabbos, Kufna, Nalav, don't do it. It's considered to be a gnai gadol. Why is it a gnai gadol on Shabbos? And why is it not considered to be a gnai gadol when it comes to Yantar? So Ramban writes the following. Well, obviously you should realize is this, that, you know, like, there are a number of things that are mutter on Yantiv. You know, Ochel Nefesh is mutter. Machshiri Ochel Nefesh is mutter. If it was Yev Shemi Bod Yom. It's consistent with Dine Yantiv that we will lift what otherwise would be Malacha B'Mokam Tzorech. That's not revolutionary. That's not eye-opening. It doesn't result in a gnai gadol. Ochel nefesh is mutter. You know, you see you're cooking, okay, it's mutter. Simchas Yantiv is matir. You see that a shochet is sharpening his knife on Yantiv. You look at it, what are you doing? What am I doing? It's a sugya, daf chafes. Machshirei ochel nefesh is mutter. If it's yevshem yibod yom, my knife just broke. It's mutter. So it's commonplace to have what would be a malacha performed on Yantiv. If it's Ochel Nefesh, if it's Simchas Yantiv, if it's Machshirin. So you know what? To have that which is a typical malacha being done, Litzorech, is not flying in the face of the Kedusha Sayyam of Yantiv. That's what the Ramban writes. That's not called a Gnai Gadol. Mamash Maisim B'chol Yom. The people are doing something on Yantiv that they would never do Shalom Litzorech, and they would certainly never do on Shabbos. Yeah, but all of a sudden, no. This is Shabbos, where something is being done where it's eye-opening. It's eye-opening. Now, all of a sudden, you see that, you know, that there's something which is a malacha daraisa that's being performed on Shabbos. That is considered to be a gnai gadol. That's a gnai gadol. And the Ramban adds, and don't forget, now, that what we're talking about the issur d'rabbanan of an issur lav on Yantiv. And on Shabbos, you're talking about a shvus of an issur skila. So it's not so surprising that the bar would be different. That, you know what, that one could be mekil in an issur d'rabbanan atu a lav, as opposed to an issur d'rabbanan atu skila. Let's say, Amir Lakum is also. The Rambam, let's say, Gzera Shami Yavo. Shami Yavo li day what? No? On Yantif, it's allowed. That's not great. But on Shabbos, Skila, no? We discussed that now. Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Mara Bishiyurin is mutter when it comes to Yantif for Ochel Nefesh. And Mara Bishiyurin is also when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. What exactly is the difference? Oh, we saw that. No, the Ran, according to the Rashba. You know what? Mar b'shirin, a chiddush the Rashba, is only a gzeira d'rabbanan. And the gzeira d'rabbanan applies where it's asili de'kares, skila, Shabbos, but not on Yantif where it is only asili de'lav. Relatively speaking, it's markav. So the Ramban writes all these reasons. The Ramban writes that realize that, you know what? It's not a malacha misparsemes on Yantif. It's not like, whoa, you know, like, you're publicly destroying the Kedush of Yantiv. People are engaged in Malacha for various legitimate reasons on Yantiv. Ochel Nefesh, and even Machshirin. So to say that, you know, Kfuras Hameis is also a dispensation is not considered to be a Gnai Gadol. But the Ramban writes on Shabbos, which is like sacrosanct, everything is Aser, everything shuts down. To go in to have a Levaya on Shabbos, that's considered indeed to be the Gnai Gadol. Well, that's an important finish. So, exception, a rule, that we say that, you know what, that proof. In these cases, that Yisaskar, the Yisaskar, Amamim. I'll tell you now the next point. But this is also relevant for the Mir Lakum. Yantivsheni Yisaskar Ba Yisra. Yantivsheni Yisaskar Ba Yisra. Okay. Good. The Gemara continues. No. Wait. Marzutra says the following. Lo amaran ela de'ishkan. When do we say this is true? You know, not so clear. This. What's this? What's this? No? Halacha number one. Meis v'yantav yishun yisaskar b'mamim. Halacha number two. V'yantav sheni. Is he yisaskar b'yisrael? Marzutra says, lo amaran ela de'ishkan. Lo amaran ela de'ishkan. When do we say that this is true? Only if there was a delay. Only if there was a delay. What does that mean? That we're afraid of really kvod habrios, kvod hameis. You know, the body will start to decay. The body will start to decay. Meaning what? Let's assume, for example, this is a yantif that falls out on Sunday. No? So you know what? The ptir was on Shabbos. We don't do anything on Shabbos. No, kufan aleph. You're not going to do anything for the next day as well. The next day as well. Such a delay. That's marzutra, no? Lo amaran ela de'ishtai. Ela de'ishtai. Because we're afraid that yasriach, the body will start to decay. What does that mean, lo amaran? Oh, so Rashi writes here, I guess, poshup shah. Rashi has writes a few words. No, lo amaran, yisasko bo yisra. Yisasko bo yisra. Oh, this whole chiddush of marzutra, where Marzutra says, no, this is only true if there's a concern of decay. That's only modifying the second halacha of Rabbah, no? Meis v'yantav sheni is askub al Yisra. When do we allow a Jew to get involved, that's only if there really is a great sarach, no? A great sarach of Yasriach. There already has been a delay. But why does Rashi tell us the following? Lo amaran b'yisaskar b'yisrael? Poshup shat in Rashi, no? That the first line of meis b'yantav yishun yisaskar b'mamim is l'chatchila, even without this concern, no? Yisaskar b'mamim is always the second chiddush of Rava that says yisaskar b'yisrael, sometimes yes, sometimes no. When Marzutra says sometimes yes, sometimes no, is that modifying the second line of the daf or the first line of the daf? No? Oh, that's pretty heavy. Why do I mention this? Because guess what? Rashi and Shabbos writes differently. Oh, Rashi and Shabbos, Kuflam et Esam Abeis, writes the following. Meis shenishtai. You have a meis which is sitting out and it hasn't been buried. It hasn't been buried. Oh. Meaning what? That a mace which was nifter on Shabbos and tomorrow is Yantiv. Then Yisasku Ba'amamin. Wow. When Marzutra suggested, wait, there really has to be a compelling tzorach. That, you know, we're afraid that it's really going to be bizayim to the mace because the mace is starting to decay. The clock has been ticking. Rashi here says that's only a consideration for the second heter of the Gemara. Yisaskar b'Yisrael, Rashi and Shabbos Kuflam Etes writes, no, even in the case of a Kfura Nyam Tavishon Ayideachum, wow, take a look at the Ran, here, Beitz, Gimel Malala. The Ran quotes out these two days. What was the Chiddush of Marzutra? What was the Chiddush of Marzutra? And Rav Ashi disagrees. Afogav delo ishtoi. No. Forget about that concern. How long is the mace going to be, remain unburied? Forget about that concern. Why is that true? Because after all, because a mace, b'yantav sheni, powerful words, no? Kechol shavyo rabbana. Kechol shavyo rabbana. Wow. Kechol shavyo rabbana, when we spoke about like hutra, duchuya, built in a Dar Yatzam and Aklal, Kechol Shavyo Rabbanan. When it comes to Kfura Samesi and Tavsheni, literally, Kechol Shavyo Rabbanan. The Gemara says, Afle Megas Beglima. we would allow you even to cut tachrichim. Or lemegas ve'asa. You know, it's the derech kavod to adorn the kever. We'll allow you to go ahead and cut flowers to adorn. You know why? Because that's vital. No. Kechol shav yorabanan. Kechol shav yorabanan. Wow. Take a look at the Ran, Gimel Aleph, the Masni Antosheni. The Ran has two incredible deos. Well, Anyan Tevsheni, Yisaska Amanim. Yisaska B'Yisra. Yan Tevsheni Yisaska Bo Amanim. The Ran has 2 days. What exactly does that mean? Anyan Tevrishon, do it Al Yedei Yaakov. Anyan Tevsheni, do it Al Yedei Yisrael, always? Or only push comes to shove when a guy is unavailable. Anyan Tefrishon, the kfur can only be done al yedei amamim. Let's assume there are no guy. You know what? You cannot bury on that day. When the contrast, Anyan Tefsheni, Yisasko ba Yisrael, is that even afilu efshar ba amamim? If I can do this without violating any Yisur ma yedei Yisrael, I can do it al yedei akum, is that what I should be doing on Yom Tov Sheni? It's Mamash Efshel Lekayim Shneyim. When Rava says in Yom Tov Sheni, Yisaska B'Yisrael, does it mean always or does it mean when necessary? If and when necessary. So the Ran writes, no, you know what Chachol Shev Rabbana means? Lechatchila, even if it's Efshel Lekayim Shneyim. Even if the Kfura can be done al Yedei Akum, and Yisrael does not have to do anything at all, nonetheless, Yisaska by Yisrael. And the Ran writes, Delo kidivrei Rab Acha Mishapcha, against the Shultos. Because the Chiddush of the Shultos, Shulta Tzari Dalet, is that this line in the Gemara Chiddush, Yisaska by Yisrael, is only when it's E Efshar Lasoso Al Yedei Akum. If you can do it Al Yedei Akum, do it Al Yedei Akum. And the Shultos, incredible, now that Shchava deShachi b'Yom Tov Sheni, it's Yom Tov Sheni in a person's Iftar. Below Shchichei Amamim, and there are no Goyim who can take care of the Kvura. Guess what? Then Yisasku by Yisrael. Then it's Sivir writes in Shultos, take a look, in Shultos Tzari Dalet, this is not at all, Argirsa. Argirsa is Kechol Shav Yorabanan does not mean that Makom Shiyef Shalakayim Shneim. But what is the Girsa of the Shultos? He writes, take a look, the opposite Gilsha. No? Girsa Srabeinu that Yantusheni Dochli Hu Lagabimes. Wow. And Duchuya means only if it's Yefsha, Binin Acher. Wow. Even in the case in Yantusheni. Slavichik and the Shulam Zecher Abba Mori has like a piece Nastara of Rosh Chodesh Cholamoy Yalav Yavo. So there's a footnote. Just take a look. It's it's the Shulam Zecher Abba Mori on page Kuf Chafe. At the whole Talmud. The Dayan and Brisk of Simcha Zelig was Nifter and Erev Shuas, afternoon of Erev Shuas. Afternoon of Erev Shuas, it's a very busy time, late in the afternoon. The Kfura would have been just a very quick Kfura, Erev Yantav. But the Kavra Meis, if it was delayed, would be significantly greater. What about delaying the Kfura until Yantav Sheni Al Yedei Yisrael? So that was the Psak of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And Kachava, the Kfura occurred, right? Anyan Tusheni of Shuas, right? And take a look at the footnote, footnote number 10. Take a look. Now, a letter was sent to Reb Chaim, whether this was correct, to not Meis V'Yantav Sheni, Meis Be'erev Yantav. But once the Gemara says it's Kechol Shavu Rabbanan. Kechol Shavu Rabbanan. This is not Dechuyah. This is considered to be L'chadchila Mishum Kvod HaMeis. Can a person set up such a situation in order to go ahead and to do so? Well, so take a look. Let's talk about it. Is there any possible link between these two halachos? Meis b'yantav rishon, yisaska b'mamim, b'yantav sheni, yisaska b'yisrael. So maybe I'll tell you the following. Not only is there a connection, but maybe I'll tell you this, you know what? It's exactly the same din. Rabbah was not telling you two different din. Rabbah was telling you a single din. A single din. Meis b'yantav rishon, yisaska b'mamim. Yantar Shiyaska by Yisrael. Are these two separate material? You know, Poshim Shandifal? These are two completely independent halachos, no? Number one is halach when it comes to Mirlachim. Either Mirlachim is Mutu Litzorech Mitzvah, or number two, Mirlachim is Mutu Litzorech this Mitzvah of Kuras Ameis, like Gittin Daches. All right, a huge machlokus Rishonim. Is that an exception of the rule? But you know what halach Aleph is? A halacha within the dini amir lakum. Either dini lakum is always muta l'tzarach mitzvah, or at least it's muta l'tzarach mitzvah. Okay. What is the second halacha of Rava? Nothing to do with this at all. No? When the Chum established Yom Tov Sheni, legamre, or are there certain built-in exceptions? Oh, Kfuras Ameis is a built-in exception of Kechol Shavu Rabbanan. And I can disagree with one, I can disagree with two, I can disagree with both, I can agree to both. Maybe I'll tell you the following, a pretty heavy issue. No. Rabbi, this is all one seamless halacha. Who, what, where, how is this considered to be like one seamless halacha? You know, so take a look, we'll have to discuss at length, but next time, you test some obeys. No. Kvod HaBrios has the capacity to be doch yisuri. Kvod HaBrios is Doch Yisur. Kvod HaBrios can be Kvod HaChai. Kvod HaBrios can be Kvod HaMeis. Kvod HaBrios is Doch Yisur. When you look at that Sugya, Brachos Tachyotes, Mabeis Chachmanot, we've discussed this a lot, no? What are the clothing of Kvod HaBrios? Oh, it's the Pashim Shem Gemara. Kvod HaBrios are Doch Yisur Yidraman. And sometimes, Kvod HaBrios can be Doch Yisur Daraisa. Oh, that depends whether it's B'Sheval Tase, whether it's B'Kum V'Esei. You're not allowed to wear a bigot of Shatnez to protect Kvod HaBrios. No? You're wearing a bigot of Shatnez, post to Afilu B'Shuk. But you know what? If you chance upon a Meis Mitzvah, you can be kovr the Meis Mitzvah, even if as a result you can't offer the Korban Pesach. Oh, so that's your test of Beis Ribanim, Chafum Nalef. Oh, Sheval Tase Shani. Kvod HaBrios can be dealt with Sut Yisira Daraisa B'Sheval Tase. And it can be dealt with Yisira Daraisa. I'm going to tell you a clap. I'll tell you an important clap. Kvod HaBrios is dealt with Yisira Daraisa. All right, we'll have to modify. Well, is this really Kvod HaBrios? Is it not? Okay, let's assume yes. We're dealing with real Kvod HaBrios. Kvod HaMeis, Kvod HaChai. Kvod HaBrios is dealt with Yisira Daraisa. Can you give me examples of that? You know what I'm going to tell you? I'll tell you two examples of the same cloud. Okay, two examples of the same cloud. One is Amir Lakum. Amir Lakum is an Isid Rabbanan. Kvod HaBrios is Doch Yisrei Rabbanan. Okay, I'm good to go. I'll give you another example. Yom Tov Sheni is an Isid Rabbanan. Yom Tov Sheni is an Isid Rabbanan. So, Kvod HaBrios, Kuros HaMeis is Doch Yom Tov Sheni. Whoa. So, Mamish, one halach of Rava, Kvod HaBrios is Doch Yisrei Rabbanan. Yom Tov Rishon is Daraisa. No, Amir Lakum is an Isid Rabbanan. Yom Tov Sheni, which in essence is only Din Rabbanan, so that's even Aliday Yisrael. So I'll tell you the following, that this is not, you know, a Din in Amir Lakum, this is not a Din in Yom Tov Sheni, that this is a Din in Kvod HaBrios. Kvod HaBrios is Doch Yisrei Rabbanan. And you know what I'll tell you? I'll tell you that, whoa, that these are not two different dinim. This is one halakha. You know, suggests that this is true. This is some unbelievable. This is a Meiri. A Meiri in our sugya and Afav. The Meiri has a separate sefer, which is called the Magen Avos. Magen Avos of the Meiri. This is Ramban in Torah Sa'adam. Magen Avos, it's called Inyan Hashishi. This is Ramban in Torah Sa'adam. Torah Sa'adam, it's on page Kuf Yud Aleph. You ready for me to tell you like an unbelievable psak? But you have to tell me, whoa, is that really true? Is that really true? You ready for this? Oh. It's Yom Tov Rishon. It's Yom Tov Rishon. Okay, I got that now. You have to do so al yedei akol. What do you have to do al yedei akol? What do you have to do al yedei akol? That's pretty heavy, no? What do you have to do on your day? So I'll tell you a fascinating chiddush. Well, that which I'm doing, is that a nisa d'oraisa or is that a nisa d'rabbanan? There are a lot of things that go on in the kura, no? So I'll tell you like an incredible psak. You know what it is? This is Kvod Rabbeinu's. And Kvod Rabbeinu's is Doch Yisuri d'rabbanan. So everything is Motei Yom Tov Sheni. Everything is Motei Yom Tov Sheni. But what about when it comes to Yom Tov Rishon? So now I'm going to tell you, ooh, you really have to be a big lumber. No? Anything that's a Malacha Daraisa and Yom Tov Rishon, you ready? You have to do Al Yedei Akum. But anything which is only in Issur D'Rabbanan, that a Jew can do on Yom Tov Rishon. Because Kvod Rabbeinu Sudochi Suri Drabanan. That, the Meiriites was the Meir in Provence. That if a Kvura occurred on Yom Tov Rishon, Ayedeakum, the guy would do that which is a Malacha Daraisa. That anything that would be a Nisud Drabanan, oh, so digging the Kever, that would do Ayedeakum. Well, what about carrying the mace? Carrying the mace typically is only going to involve Yisurei D'Rabbanan. We're not talking about Tzabar Shus Arabin. So guess what? They would carry the Aron Ayidei Yisrael, and the digging of the crew would be Ayidei Akum. Because this is one halacha, that Kvod Abrios is Dauchet. Wow. And the Meiri writes, you ready for this, but take a look. Whoa! The Meiri writes, take a look at the Lashon HaRambam. The Meiri writes, let me just tell you a diuk in Lashon Rambam. This is the Meiri's diuk in Lashon Rambam. Hilchos Yantif, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Chav Gimel. The Rambam writes the following. Meis b'yantif rishon. You ready? Yisasku b'kvuras el goyim. Ooh. Yantif sheni. Yisasku bo Yisrael. The Meiri's diuk in the Rambam, right? Be careful, but it's pretty cool. Now, the Rambam adds the Kvuraso and Yom Tov Rishon and does not have Yom Tov Sheni. Meis Yom Tov Rishon Yisasku b'Kvuraso Goyim uvi Yom Tov Sheni Yisasku bo Yisrael. You know what the Meiri's that means? On Yom Tov Sheni, the Jew does everything, and on Yom Tov Rishon, the Goy should do the Kvur. Because the other things, aside from the Chafira Sakever, are Yisuri D'Rabbanan, and that's Mutra, Ayidei Yisrael. So, Ketzad, the Rambam says, Hameis b'yom tov rishon, yisasku. The Rambam should just say, yisasku hagoyim. No, yisasku b'kfuraso hagoyim. And if yom tov sheni, yisasku bo, the Rambam doesn't say b'kfuraso. Yisasku bo Yisrael. A Jew can do everything yom tov sheni, but be careful of what a Jew does yom tov rishon, because he can only perform yisurei d'rabanan. Whoa, because yisurei d'rabanan, that's Kvod Abrios, which is dokin, that's the d'rabanan. Even Yom Tov Rishon. Wow, that a chiddush, that this is one seamless halacha of Rava. Just knock it down to an Issur D'Rabbanan and then we're good to go. And whoa, that a Yisrael can fully participate even on Yom Tov Rishon as long as you're dealing with Issur D'Rabbanan. But that's an Issur D'Oraisa, that locally, that should be done on Yedei Akum. Well, so take a look at this. The Meiri in our sugya. The Meiri and Magen Avos and Inyan Hashishi, the Ramban and Torah Sa'adam, right? Who disagrees vehemently and assumes that's not true. That's not, we'll have to see why. Right? That when the Rebbe says Yisaskubo Amamim, it means everything, everything, everything. It doesn't mean just something that which is only Nisa Deres. Okay. Mitzvah Hashem tonight. Very, very enjoyable, inspiring. Thank you. Okay.